Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said people who talk about things they can't afford sometimes forget the list should include pride, envy, and malice. We appreciate this opportunity of study today. We're glad you're listening, and we'd like to get into our Bible study. All right, we were pointing out the fact that God wants all to be saved, but that isn't an automatic. That doesn't mean just because God wants people to be saved that they will be saved. Now, don't expect God to take away your freedom of choice and make the decision for you. The Bible teaches that each of us make our own decision. Again, do not expect God to save you in your sins. Sin that is left on our souls will answer for. And when a person doesn't do anything to have his sins taken away, he might very well be aware of the fact that God abhors sin. The scene on the cross ought to give us some insight as to what God feels about sin. Do you remember as Jesus was suspended between heaven and earth, bearing our sins, he said to his Father in heaven, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? At a low point, Jesus is saying, I'm bearing the sins of mankind, and God is permitting that to happen for the redemption of mankind. Doesn't that make you appreciate God and appreciate Jesus and what he did to bring about our salvation? Well, nonetheless, God is not going to save us in our sins. In John chapter 8 and verse 21, Jesus said, unless you believe that I'm he, where I am, you cannot come. Belief in Jesus is necessary to go to heaven. Now, frequently I hear people say, well, I know some people who are good religious people who don't believe in Jesus. Well, you may indeed, but the Bible still teaches that we must believe in Jesus to go where he is. Jesus said, you'll die in your sins, and where I am, you cannot come. Well, certainly if we die in our sins, we're not forgiven of those sins, and there's no opportunity of salvation. Let me show you something else. God is not going to change his law just because I decided I didn't want to do that. I don't know why we would think that God, who has his law settled forever in heaven, Psalms 119 and verse 89, why would God, because I choose not to do what God tells me to do, why would God just say, all right, that's okay, we'll just cancel that rule. We'll just mark it out. Were the Ten Commandments given by God, subject to the approval of the people? Did God say, now, if you'd rather not have it this way, well, we'll just change it? Or were the Ten Commandments constant? No question about it. Now, when you come to the New Testament law, and God has given his law, did he give us laws that are so, well, they can be changed? If you don't like what I've told you to do, we'll do what you want to do. And that's what evidently our world believes. Look about you and look at the number of people who have sort of the idea that, well, it's just in your hands. If you want to be baptized, that's all right. If you decide not to, that's still all right. If you want to be a member of the church, that's fine. If you don't want to be a member of the church, that's still all right. If you want to commune on the first day of the week, that's okay. If you decide you don't want to do it, that's still okay. If you want to give of your means for the work of the church, that's fine. But if you want to withhold all money from God, that's still okay. That's all right. Can you see in this the danger and what kind of a situation we have? Why would God give a law at all if he's going to change it at the whims of men. If God gave a law and men's feelings change it, then it's no law at all. Very obviously, God's not going to change his law just because you don't like it. Well, someone says, "Preacher, I know some people who didn't do what the Lord commanded. Do you mean to tell me that they're going to be lost?" Well, my question is, do you mean to tell me that God's going to cancel his law because you had loved ones who refused to obey him? Think about that. That doesn't make good sense, does it, for me to reason that God makes the rules and then changes the rules according to what you feel about it? Someone may come along and say, "Well, I know what the Bible teaches about a subject, but I don't feel that way." Well, does that mean God's going to just say, "Oh, that's all right then. We'll change it just in order to meet your ideas"? Well, it doesn't happen that way. Another thing that God won't do, God won't give you a second chance. My friends, it is with urgency that we talk to you today about your salvation. When life is gone from your body, there will be no second opportunity. I realize there are people who teach that God will give another chance, and I can't imagine anyone turning down a chance after death to go to heaven. I can't imagine that. But that's not the teaching of the Bible. The Bible teaches that your opportunities to obey the Lord are now. And so if you don't obey the Lord, it's simply in your hands, and it will not be changed at the time of your death. A person who dies out of Christ will be in that condition. "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, they do rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14 and verse 13. It becomes clear that God wants everybody to be saved. But there are some things God won't do. He won't take away your choice. He won't save you in your sins. He won't change his law for you. And he won't give you a second chance. It's in your hands. We appreciate this opportunity of study and remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you.